By December, most New Year's resolutions are long forgotten. Poet Jay Sanchez, however, is still going strong. Sanchez, an 18-year-old college freshman, decided in January of this year to write a poem a day all year long and to post the results of that project on Instagram every day. We caught up with the poet to talk about the challenge of sharing a year of personal writing online. Welcome to Dakota Midday, Jay Sanchez.
Thank you.
We're going to talk poetry today. Yeah. And I want to know where you got your start. Obviously, everybody learns poetry in elementary school, but when did it become something that you thought, I want to keep doing this outside of school?
In middle school, I used to write, like, not frequently, but just once in a while when I had, like, a good idea, I just kind of write it down. And I never really thought about it as poetry, more as just, like, kind of writing down some ideas. And then I kind of, like, stopped doing that, like, 9th grade and 10th grade. And then junior year, I kind of picked it up again. Junior year is when I joined INTERP, Oral INTERP at Washington, and I really was into, like, the poetry stuff. And I really liked Shane Khoisan, so I did a bunch of his pieces. And I can't remember what one of his most famous pieces, but it was about bullying, and it was really good. And a lot of the INTERP kids who were in the poetry category did that one. And so I got more into poetry throughout my junior year, and I was reading poetry pieces and stuff like that. So I wanted to, like, write more because I look at, like, the poetry and I'm like, this is really, like, influential and it is really, like, significant to some people. And, like, the different, like, types of genres of stuff that you can pull from, like, it can be, like, personal experiences or, like, anything going on around the world. And it's kind of a different way to express yourself and also try to convey feelings through words and stuff like that. So I really thought that was cool. So I just kept on kind of writing what I thought about.
What was it about that poet? Was it the content or was it the style? What was it that sort of captured you and wouldn't let go?
His content was really interesting. Like some of it you could personally relate to. Like, I'm sure a lot of kids out there who get bullied can personally relate to. Oh, I think it's called To This Day by Shane Khoisan. Can relate to that poem. And he writes some really powerful pieces, like, not necessarily like, oh, I relate to that, because there's this one piece about a kid who has cancer, and it just makes you, like, feel the emotions with the words that he writes. And he also has a really powerful voice when you listen to his stuff through YouTube and stuff. I mean, it's kind of almost like he's right there, like, speaking it to you. Powerful.
How much has YouTube changed how you experience poetry?
YouTube, I follow Button Poetry on YouTube, so I've seen a lot more of, like, spoken word poetry and stuff, and, like, the performances of people who read their own poetry or other people's poetry.
So in 2016, at the beginning of the year, you started a project. Tell us about that.
All right. So January 1st, my New Year's resolution was to write a poem a day. And I knew that not all of the poetry was going to be good, but I was hoping that it'd give me a little bit more experience and help me draw from, like, everyday things, help motivate me to write better things and, like, quality content. So, like, even though, like, some days I will be thinking about the poem all day, I can't, like, bring something forth. But, like, the next day it might help me, like, just, like, seeing things or, like, hearing things on the news and stuff like that. Like, I could hear about, I don't know, the water, the lead poisoning in
Flint, Michigan.
Yeah. There. Mm-hmm. And I could think about how it's affecting the people, and I would be able to, like, write a poem about it, not necessarily portraying my feelings, because I can't feel what they're experiencing over there, but I can understand how it would be hard for them to deal with that.
You said you knew some of it wasn't going to be good. So you had to allow yourself to not be good every day. Was that hard?
I don't think so. Like, yeah, people might not. I mean, I don't think everyone reads all my poetry that I post on my Instagram. Even if they did, they'd be like, oh, yeah, I mean, she's writing a poem a day, like, it's not always going to be good. But even if they didn't like it, like, I mean, I didn't like it, like, either, if it wasn't good. But I wanted to stick to my goal of writing a poem a day. So I just kind of went with it.
What did you learn throughout the year that you didn't know?
That there can be, like, a lot of revising that comes along with poetry. Like, usually, like, when I used to think about poetry, I used to think, oh, I'm just going to sit down and think about something that makes me feel something, like, an emotion strongly, and I'm just going to write about it. Sometimes at the beginning of the day, I'll think of something and I'll, like, quick type it out on my phone if I don't have my notebook with me. And then, like, throughout the day, I'll kind of, like, elaborate on it or, like, think about it some more. So, like, yesterday or a couple days ago, I started a poem, but I didn't want it to just be like the two lines that it was. I wanted to like elaborate on it and make it longer. So I thought about it, and then like later that day I came to like being able to wrap it up and finish it off.
Let's take a minute and hear something that you brought along with you. Let's hear one of these poems from A Year of Poetry Online.
All right, this one's kind of like a love poem. I have a lot of those. All right, here we go. A declaration of love is not simply an I love you. A declaration of love is soft, lonely whispers at 4 a.m. when neither of you can sleep. A declaration of love is crying. It's getting mad and yelling, but it's not being mad forever. A declaration of love is taking naked naps after sex. It's gazing into the eyes of your beloved and feeling their significance vibrate in your bones. It makes you want to cry because you didn't know love could keep you grounded to the earth. A declaration of love is watching them walk away and going after them. A declaration of love is good morning kisses even though both of you have stinky breath. A declaration of love is sad, sloppy, drunken kisses and running makeup because of the tears. A declaration of love is dedicating all of your photographs to their soul existence because there is nothing more amazing than them. A declaration of love is silence. A declaration of love is not simply an I love you, but don't forget to say it. So there's one of them.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Dakota Midday, South Dakota Public Broadcasting. My guest is Jay Sanchez, a poet from Sioux Falls who wrote a poem a day in 2016 as part of a New Year's resolution. Jay, did you learn certain themes? You said love came up often as a theme. Other themes that came up that surprised you or that you saw develop over the year?
Not that surprised me, but there's always like a prominent kind of like more powerful art, I think, comes from like darker emotions and stuff like that. So if you take like from, I don't know, tougher times or like sad moments, those kind of seem to have more power behind them sometimes, I think.
More to chew on there for you as a writer?
Yeah.
But love is not a darker emotion, is it?
No.
Or is it?
It sometimes can be, but you have to like try to understand it better, not always just being like, oh, this is dumb.
Did it ever become sort of a burden for you?
A couple of times, yeah, because I couldn't think of anything, or I really didn't like what I had written, or it was just like something really simple and I didn't think it was worth posting. So sometimes I wrote like a couple a day, but none of them were of any value or anything. So sometimes it was kind of like a, oh, like this sucks kind of thing. Why did I do this? But for the most part, I kind of enjoyed doing it. I also take a lot of pictures. So I take, I try to take something from that photograph or like from that moment from the photographer, try to think back to what I was feeling when I took that picture and try to play off those emotions there.
Let's hear another poem, please.
I'm collecting memories for when we have long forgotten what it was like to be happy. What it was like to be so full of joy you wanted to keep that memory as a valuable piece of paper you could look back on and smile. I'm collecting memories for the bad days, for the days that I sit on my favorite bridge and decide it's finally the day that I learn how to sink, for the day that I learn how to embrace the guilt that these thoughts give me and selfishly leave this world behind. I'm collecting memories for when you decide to leave, so I can show you all of these moments we had and maybe convince you to stay. I'm collecting memories of people who will no longer be here in years to come. I don't want to forget their faces. I'm collecting memories of places we've been. We're going to leave a legacy of art for those who don't know what it's like to be passionate about something. I'm collecting memories reflecting everything I thought I couldn't do. I'm collecting memories of my accomplishments that I had struggled through, memories of friendships well earned, friendships well kept. I'm collecting memories of emotions. Anyone else will see these photographs and think it's just a bunch of silly pictures of stupid kids, but these are memories of things that kept me grounded to a rotting earth I longed to be without. These memories made this life worth living. You made this life worth living. So don't ask me to stop taking photographs. I'm collecting memories for the end of the world.
Thank you. Love that. Poet Jay Sanchez is our guest today. Have you gotten feedback over the year of the poems that you've posted online?
A couple people leave some comments on them, but not too many. I sometimes share ones that I think are more like powerful to my friends just to see like if it's not just me who thinks that they're like good or something. But otherwise, no, I don't really I just post them on my Instagram, and sometimes I post a couple on my Facebook, but if I haven't performed them and no one's read them, then like it's just me.
So you don't have any idea yet if they're out in the world being shared or passed, or if they impacted somebody's day. Have you thought about that?
Not really, actually. I haven't. That's kind of, I mean, I know there's a couple people who read them, and I know some people have like taken a couple of lines from them and been like, oh, this is really good. But no, I don't think I've ever thought about how it's impacted someone else.
What happens next year?
I don't think I'm going to keep like the everyday thing going, but I feel that I might continue the poetry, but I don't think it's going to be the same kind of resolution or the same kind of thing that I've been doing this year.
A legacy of art. You mentioned that in your poem. Do you think this is part of the beginnings of your legacy? Or are you way too young to think about the fact that you're creating a legacy through this kind of work?
I don't think you can ever be too young to think about like what you're going to leave behind after you're gone or stuff like that. But I hope this is the beginning of something that'll be left behind. That's something people will remember me by.
I think so as well. Leave us with one poem, Jay.
I like to think that the breeze is strong enough to carry the prayers of dying children to God. I'd like to think that God is real. I like to think that for as long as humanity has been around, our generations have never been alone. I like to think that even though it pains them to see the monsters we've come to be, God still loves us. I like to think that God never created religion. I like to think that religion was a man-made idea, because then I could blame ignorant men on the not-so-happy household I grew up in. So that we could blame ignorant men on the many families religion has torn apart. That religion was something made up by humans just so they could say, hey, I'm right, and therefore I am powerful. I like to think that God didn't write a rule book, because rules are made to be broken, and he just wanted us to be happy and think for ourselves. I like to think that God doesn't have oppositions towards homosexuals or eating shrimp. I like to think that God is genderless, because genitals shouldn't determine your worth or your standing in society. I like to think that all of the bad things that happen on earth aren't because God has given up on humanity, but because humanity has given up on humanity. I like to think that even though we are worthless, God still thinks we are worth it. I like to think there is a God. I like to think there is a God, because the idea of a God is what keeps some people alive and honest. Without the idea of a God, some humans would find it hard to continue with their meaningless lives, because what are we all living for? I don't want to live for the system. I like to think there is a God, because something has to balance out all the horrible things we've done, all the horrible things we will continue to do. I like to think that God cares not for who you love, what you eat, or who you worship. I like to think that God only sees who you really are. I like to think that no one is wrong in their beliefs. I like to think that religion is made up by men. I like to think that the breeze is strong enough to carry the prayers of dying children. I'd like to think there is a God.